Jim Perlman is the man behind Holy Cow Press in Duluth and one of the editors of a new collection of poetry called Amethyst and Agate, Poems of Lake Superior. We have him on the phone this morning to talk with us about this new compilation. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Now, this is a collection of poetry really all about Lake Superior, looking at different angles of lake life. What was the inspiration to put this collection together?
Well, the idea came about in working with my three co-editors. We had published two previous anthologies, one on grief and gratitude and the other on our ideas about home. And we were searching around for an idea that would be unique and involve, again, a number of poets and writers who could focus on a single topic. And we put out a call for poetry locally, regionally, and nationally. And lo and behold, we received 300 poems by 140 different poets.
Wow. That's a wonderful response. And I'm looking through the collection, the list, and you've got quite a collection from writers around the Duluth area, names we know well, poet laureates and all kinds of people. Are these all then new poems, or were any of them previously written that you collected into the anthology?
Well, we were open to both previously published and unpublished work, and we simply decided to select the very best poems that we received, and some of the poets have been published for the very first time in this anthology, and as you mentioned, many others are poets with a long tradition of publishing their own work.
I see, too, in the middle of the book, some wonderful plates, paintings, including some prints by Tom Rauschenfels and Penny Perry, Sarah Brookie, Alberta Morana, all sorts of people contributing visual art as well.
Well, we were very lucky in that Perry Penny, who is an accomplished poet and painter, offered to gather together a selection of visual art by Twin Ports artists. And so there are 15 images. And as you say, there are paintings and woodcuts. I think they are of a variety that they really do help show us different views of Lake Superior.
The poetry really about Lake Superior, and you know, you said you called out to receive poems from, I'm assuming, mostly in the Great Lakes region. I'm doubting you received poetry from the Deep South about Lake Superior, but probably Michigan and Wisconsin. And
well, we were very intentional in how we promoted our announcement for manuscripts, and I did reach out to publications around the Circle Tour who printed our request for manuscripts, but actually we did receive and publish work by authors who live in New Zealand and in Israel.
Wow.
As well as Canada.
Okay. Oh yes, Canada, Lake Superior, of course. So you've got a reading coming up featuring poems from this book.
Right. We've had two wonderful publication readings. The first one was at the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe in Duluth in late August, and in early September we had a reading at Drury Lane Bookstore in Grand Marais, and on October 1st, a Thursday evening at 7 p.m., 20 of the anthology poets will be reading again at Peace Church in Duluth.
20 of them. That's like herding cats. How do you get 20 authors into a room at the same time? That's great.
Well, it's really wonderful that the writers are not only willing to share their work, but that they're also interested in performing their work in public, and that really adds a wonderful dimension to how we can understand their poetry, hearing it read aloud.
I agree. That's wonderful. We're speaking with Jim Perlman, one of the editors of a new collection of poetry called Amethyst and Agate Poems of Lake Superior. Jim, it's a really lovely collection. It's a beautiful printed book, too. I appreciate you talking with us this morning about it.
Well, thank you so much. And people who are interested in the book could find it locally at the bookstore at Fitler's, at Lizard's Gallery, and at the New Scenic Cafe.
Jim, thanks so much. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Jim Perlman, one of the editors of Amethyst and Agate, Poems of Lake Superior, published by Holy Cow Press here in Duluth. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.